I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then at Home. Yes, here I am at home. Where are you today? You're out in the sunny summer weather. Today's program deals with singer-songwriters who have written songs dealing with climate change. You've probably heard of the young Swedish woman, Greta Thunberg. She came to the United States from Sweden, and she addressed Congress on September the 19th. Then she led a student protest march in New York City with a couple hundred thousand people rallying around her as she brings attention to the ever-increasing effects of climate change that we're experiencing here on the planet. You know, I love where we live. And one of the reasons that I'm so happy that I live here is we seem to be in some kind of a bubble here in the Delaware River Valley. We have moderate weather. We have mild summers. We have mild winters. Hardly ever gets down below zero. We have water running everywhere. We have fish in our streams. And there's still bees out in the yard getting the pollen from the last of the flowers. We're truly in a beautiful place. But there's places on the planet where the climate is changing and devastating the way that people live. And so, today's program, there's been a lot of music written about this exact idea. So we'll be listening to Graham Nash, Peter Gabriel. We'll hear from Sting and Paul Simon. Stay tuned for some of this content. So the biggest impact that it seems to me that I hear about is the rising oceans and the idea that our coastlines could be inundated as the Arctic ice caps melt and as the water rises. Well, there's a couple of songs about that exact topic. Graham Nash released an album in April of 2016. You know, Graham Nash, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. They have each done really productive solo careers. And Graham Nash's album, This Path Tonight, is his sixth solo album released in 2016. There's a beautiful song that deals with the rising oceans. It's called Beneath the Waves. And it's a very iconic Graham Nash type of sound, but there's also a wonderful piano part on this music, and the piano is played by Patrick Warren. And then after that, we're going to go and listen to a song by Peter Gabriel. Peter Gabriel was a member of Genesis. You know, Phil Collins. And he left the band, and in 1977, he released his debut album, and he had a song on that album called Here Comes the Flood. So we're going to listen to his song, but we're going to listen to a version of it that was released by Robert Fripp in 1979 on an album called Exposure. Robert Fripp was one of the lead guitarists in King Crimson. And on this very same song, we have Peter Gabriel playing keyboards and singing the vocals. Robert Fripp is on guitar. Brian Eno is on synthesizer. And Tony Levin is on bass. And I love Peter Gabriel's songs. They're really fine. I got to admit, Beneath the Waves is lovely. Here Comes the Flood is hard. It's a serious song. So I thought we'd maybe elevate the mood after we listened to Here Come the Flood with another song that Peter Gabriel wrote for a soundtrack to an animated movie from 2008. The animated movie is called WALL-E, and the song we're going to hear is called Down to Earth. Now, you know, Peter Gabriel is writing about the rising oceans back in the 70s. And God knows we've had all kinds of movies and animations made and scientific, futuristic shows having to deal with the devastation on the planet. But the movie WALL-E is very uplifting in a strange way. The premise is that the planet is so covered with garbage and so uninhabitable that the citizens, the people of the planet Earth, leave the planet on a gigantic spaceship. And they're gone for 500 years. And then they decide to return to the planet. So Peter Gabriel's song is called Down to Earth. So here we go. We're going to start with Graham Nash. This is Beneath the Waves.
Here in the same boat, with danger from the falling sails, trying to keep ourselves afloat.
shows, the signals grow on radios. All the strange things, they come and go as early warnings. Stranded starfish have no place to hide, still waiting for the swollen Easter tide. There's no point in direction, we cannot even choose a side. I took the old track, the hollow shoulder across the waters. On the tall cliffs, they were getting older, sons and daughters. The jaded underworld was riding high on waves of steel hurled metal at the sky. And as the nails sunk in the cloud, the rain was warm and soaked in the crowd. Silent in any still alive, it'll be those who gave their island to survive. Drink up, dreamers, you're running dry. When the flood calls, you have no home, you have no walls. In the thunder crash, you're a thousand minds within a flash. Don't be afraid to cry out what you see. The actor's gone, there's only you and me. And if we break before the dawn, we'll use up what we used to be. Lord, here comes the flood. We'll say goodbye to flesh and blood. If again the seas are silent in any still alive, it'll be those who gave their island to survive. Drink up, dreamers, you're running dry.
Coming down to the ground. There's got snow upon the mountains, we got rivers down below. We're coming down to the ground, we hear the birds singing in the trees, and the land will be looked after, we send the seeds out in the trees. Did you think you'd escaped from routine by changing the script and the scene? Despite all you made of it, you're always afraid of a change. You got a lot on your chest. Well, you can come as my guest, so come on down. Coming down to the ground, there's no better place to go. We got snow upon the mountains, we got rivers down the road. We're coming down to the ground, we hear the birds sing in the trees, and the land will be looked after, we send the seeds out in the breeze. Like the fish in the ocean, we felt at home in the sea. We learned to live off the good land, we learned to climb up a tree. Then we got up on two legs, but we wanted to fly. And when we messed up our homeland, set sail for the sky. We're coming down to the ground, there's no better place to go. We got snow upon the mountains, we got rivers down below. We're coming down to the ground, we hear the birds sing in the trees, and the land will be looked after, we send the seeds out in the breeze. We're coming down of birth, come along to us. We define your priorities, these are extraordinary qualities. We're coming down to the ground, there's no better place to go. We got snow upon the mountains, come on down. The birds sing in the trees, and the land will be looked after. The sun is setting. We're coming down to the ground. There's no better place to go. We got snow upon the mountains. The coming is down the road. We're coming down to the ground. We hear the birds sing in the trees, and the land.
Peter Gabriel, coming down to the ground. There's no better place to be, down to earth. That's from the soundtrack from the animated film WALL-E from 2008. And we heard another Peter Gabriel song right before that from Robert Fripp's Exposure album in 1979. We heard Peter Gabriel's song, Here Comes the Flood. And we started with Graham Nash from This Path Tonight, released in 2016, Beneath the Waves. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program is songs about climate change, about the planet,
about the earth.
And so what motivates people to take action? Well, you can come from a place of fear, but you can also come from a place of love. Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel did a tour in 2004, a live concert tour called Old Friends. And there's a recording that they made of Paul Simon's song, I was born on this planet, I'm going to die here, citizen of the planet. So Paul Simon's Citizen of the Planet with Art Garfunkel live on tour.
I am a citizen of the planet, I was born here, I'm going to die here, come what may. I am entitled by my birth to the treasures of the earth. No one must be denied these, no one must be denied easy dreams at the end of the chain. We perceive lies in danger and the dangers increase. Who are we to demand that the leaders of the land hear the voices of reason and peace? We are the citizens of the planet. We were born here. We're going to die here. Come what may, we are entitled by our birth to the treasures of the earth. No one must be denied these, no one must be denied easy dreams at the end of a chain smoking day. Easy dreams at the end of the day. Who am I? What my eyes can clearly see, and raise a child with a flame in his heart. Who are we to believe that these dreams are just naive when we've all disagreed from the start? We are the citizens of the planet. We were born here. We're going to die here, come what may. We are entitled by our birth to the treasures of the earth. No one must be denied these, no one must be denied these easy dreams at the end of a chain smoking day. Easy dreams at the end of the day.
That was Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel, Citizen of the Planet. There's another song, an amazingly beautiful song, by a woman named Ka'ahele. Kelly Hyde came from our area. She now lives in Hawaii, and she recorded an album in 2018 called The Star That Met the Tide. We're going to hear her song called Lion in a Basket. And what I think this song means is that we all need to change things in our lives. We need to maybe eat more vegetables and not eat quite so much meat. We need to avoid chemicals. We need to be careful about plastic bags. All these things that seem to be so overwhelming, such a big change in life. And what Kaahele says is that, you know, it's not what we think it is, that it's not going to be that hard. I think this is such an inspiring song. Kaahele, Lion in a Basket.
Last time we talked, you said you were ready to make the change. You said your body was ready in your head. Talking about more vegetables and staying away from chemicals, wondering where the decimals will end up on the power bills. Haven't left your mother's yet, but you're touring the globe on the internet. Your curiosity contained like a lion in a basket, and you keep on telling yourself it's gonna be so damn hard. But I think that we can do this. I don't think it is what we think it is, what we think it is. I think that we can do this. I don't think it is what we think it is, what we think it is. Oh, no. Yeah, no. Last time we talked, you said change. You said your body was ready and your heart feeling heavy with pain. Talking about all the articles, the plastic bags and the principles, wondering where the particles will end up in the landfills. Haven't cut those ties yet, but you got to gamble, gotta place your bet. Your curiosity contained like a lion in a basket, and you keep on telling yourself it's gonna be so damn hard. But I think that we can do this. I don't think it is what we think it is, what we think it is. I think that we can do this. I don't think it is what we think it is, what we think it is. Watching them TV shows, stop not doing new things. Stop the game, you're chasing the dough. Stop not believing in your dreams. Stop stopping, the dawn is arising. Start moving, the trail is clearing. Start breathing, the air is waiting. Start singing, the song is
from her 2018 album, The Star That Met the Tide. That was Lion in a Basket. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then at Home. And today's program deals with climate change. And you know, there's people alive right now that are going to see changes in the planet that I won't be here. There's younger people than me that are going to live through times that I won't even see. I'll be in another place. And so the motivation and the energy and the vision to address climate change is a critical thing right now with all the things going on. So, you know, climate change. There's young Swedish girl. She's only 16. Joan of Arc was only 17. This young Swedish girl, Greta Thunberg, appeared before the Congress of the United States. She spoke before the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Europe and Eurasia, the Energy and the Environment Subcommittee, and the House Select Committee on Climate Crisis. And so she speaks to Congress, and she said that she didn't really have any prepared remarks, but instead she read excerpts from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, a special report on global warming, which reported a temperature increase of 1.5 degrees. And she said, quote, "I am submitting this report as my testimony because I don't want you to listen to me. I want you to listen to the scientists. And I want you to unite behind the science. And then I want you to take real action." Such an inspiring young woman. And so it brought to mind, you know, one of my favorite singer-songwriters, Sting, addressed this very idea of the apathy that we have. Sting did his 12th solo album, released in 2016, called 57th and 9th, about the crossroads in Manhattan where Avatar Studios are, where he recorded the album. And there's a song on Sting's album called One Fine Day. One Fine Day. Here's the lyrics. Optimists say the future's just a place we've never been. Histories say we're doomed to make the same mistakes again. Between the two, I can't decide, really. I must choose a side. I guess I'll wake up smarter one fine day. Apologists say the weather's just a cycle we can't change. Scientists say we've pushed those cycles way beyond. Dear leaders, please do something quick. Time is up. The planet's sick. But hey, we'll all be grateful one fine day. So Sting's song dealing with kind of the apathy that seems to infect the culture. And, you know, Sting was part of a power trio called The Police. They had an amazing career. And Sting did a lot of solo recordings. So did Stuart Copeland, the drummer, and Andy Summer, the lead guitar player. But the three of them came back together, and they did a live concert tour in South America, in Buenos Aires, in 2007. And they did one of Sting's songs called Walking in Your Footsteps, talking about how, you know, the dinosaurs went extinct and we're going right down that same path. Because honestly, even though the climate changes, the earth is not threatened. It's us. It's the people that rely on the planet for our life, for our water, for our sun, for our food. We're the ones in jeopardy. The planet's just going to keep going on as it has. So, Walking in Your Footsteps. So here's two songs from Sting. One Fine Day, and then Live with the Police from Buenos Aires, Walking in Your Footsteps.
Just a place we've never been. History say we're doomed to.
just a psycho. We can't change. Scientists say we push those cycles way beyond.
Dear leaders, please do something quick. Time is up, the planet's sick. But hey, we'll all be grateful one fine day. Today our Northwest Passage just got found. Three penguins and a bear got drowned. The ice they lived on disappeared. Seems things are worse than some had feared. It's progress of a kind. Who knows what else we're going to fight. So do you trust your head or heart when things are seem to fall apart? I guess we'll wake up smarter one fine day. One fine day. Jumping out of hats. Now what's got us all agog? Tomorrow it's a plague of frogs. We must do something quick or die. When snakes can talk and pigs will fly, and we'll all be so much wiser. One fine day. One fine day.
Police live in Buenos Aires, Walking in Your Footsteps, and right before that, from Sting's solo album, One Fine Day. Yeah, all right. I'm Kathy Geary. Today's program is climate change. It's about climate change and about the planet. So, you know, David Crosby, when he was with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, he did one of my favorite songs. It's called Wooden Ships. And it's really kind of a science fiction David Crosby vision of post-apocalyptic war, people escape, the nuclear devastation on wooden ships. Well, on his newest album called Here If You Listen, released in October 2018, David Crosby has another science fiction vision for us. And it's called Vagrants of Venice. And it's exactly the theme of the program today: climate change, rising waters, rising seas. The song takes place in Venice, and in the future, the planet is so flooded and the city of Venice is completely underwater except for the very tops of the buildings, the spires, the rooftops. And there's these people that are born there and live there and never knew any other kind of life. It's called The Vagrants of Venice. And he co-wrote it with Becca Stevens, Michael League, and Michelle Willis in his Lighthouse Band. And then after that, we're going to hear a song from Joni Mitchell's. Her most recent recording was done in 2007, the album called Shine. We'll hear the title track. And it's interesting because on this album, David Blades, on Joni Mitchell's song, David Blade is playing drums, and James Taylor is playing acoustic guitar on Joni's song, Shine. And it's like the antithesis to the Woodstock song. She's resigned, and it's fatalistic. Let your little light shine. Let your little light shine on Wall Street and Vegas. Place your bets. Shine on the fishermen with nothing in their nets. Shine on rising oceans and evaporating seas. Shine on our Frankenstein technologies. Let your little light shine. Shine on Reverend Pearson, who threw away the vain old god. Shine on fresh plowed sod. Shine on good earth, good air, and good water, and a safe place for kids to play. Shine on bombs exploding half a mile away. Let your little light shine. Let's start with David Crosby. This is Vagrants of Venice.
Born vagrant. birds fishing, endless, aimless in the flooded palace where the king of Venice used to lie.
Shine fishermen with nothing in their nets. Shine on rising oceans and evaporating seas. Shine on our Frankenstein technologies. Shine on science with its tunnel vision. Shine on fertile farmlands buried under subdivisions. Oh, let your little light shine. Oh, let your little light shine. Dazzling darkness that restores us in deep sleep. Shine on what we throw away and what we keep. Shine on Reverend Pearson who threw away the vain old god, and kept Dickens and Rembrandt and Beethoven and fresh plowed sod. Shine on good earth, good air, good water, and a safe place for kids to play. Shine on bombs exploding half a mile away. Oh, let your little light shine. Let your little light shine. Shine, shine. Shine on worldwide traffic jams, honking day and night. Shine on another asshole passing on the right. Shine on all the red light runners busy talking on their cell phones. Shine on the Catholic Church and the prisons that it owns. Shine on all the churches. They all love less and less. Shine on a hopeful girl in a dreamy dress. Oh, let your little light shine. In some God's name.
living simplicity. It traveled inward, past themselves, let their little light shine. May all our little lights shine.
That was Joni Mitchell with the title track from her recording called Shine. And right before that, we heard David Crosby and the Lighthouse Band from Hear If You Listen. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then at Home. Today's program, dealing with the ever-present issue of climate change. Well, I hope it didn't bring you down too much. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. And I hope you enjoyed the music from today's show. Once again, thank you so much for listening.